from London, England, where the Queen lives.
Recorded live from an underground bunker and packaged into an MP3 with a pretty little picture. Helping bring you the motivation, inspiration, and some other stuff to help kickstart your day. Hoo-yah! This is the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. And this is your host, Chris Jags.
Join the motivation. Join the motivation.
Good morning. What's happening with you on this fine day? You good? Do you feel mentally fulfilled with your life? What about, are you happy? Now, how did you get on with those three questions? Be honest now. Welcome to the Learn to Live Monday podcast. And if you're brand new to the LDL world, I'd like to welcome you. Hope you're setting okay with the format of the podcast. That's not too heavy. It's a bit of variety. Daily Motivators, the Friday special. You know, go a little left field and just try and help motivate, inspire, and help you get up and going. Helping you identify an issue you have, you may have, maybe you don't know you have it, and then smashing it. Getting you from your point A to point B, whatever that looks like for you. While everyone is different, but everyone does deserve to be happy and fulfilled in life, and that's what we're here to do. Selling for average is not what you want to do. I'm not, and neither should you. You know, recording this podcast every day, week, it's just a great way to connect with you. And if I can help inspire and motivate you in a particular way, then it's all completely worth it, isn't it? You are worth it. Come on, you must agree with that at least. I want to tell you about a new feature coming up. Can I share this with you? Do you have a problem you'd like to have an answer to? Are you curious about something but not sure where to get the answer from? I'm going to be bringing you Dear Chris. I would like you to send your questions in if you have any. Whatever subject you want, be sensible now, and I will answer them on a future podcast. If you're a bit shy, don't be. I don't buy it, and if I do, throw me a whisper or a bag of peanut M&Ms, and I'll mail you ones. Ooh, what about the good stuff? Lindor, please. You can remain anonymous if you wish. Don't want your name mentioned. No one will ever know. Send your issues to the usual email address, chris@learndontlive.com, and let's solve the problems. I've got your tissues for your issues. I like that. Let's trademark that. So this week I wanted to ask you if you took part in what will people call Quitter's Day or Ditch New Year's Resolution Day last week. What are these special days you talk about, Chris? Well, you may ask that, and why wouldn't you? Now you see, for many years now, millions of people make the New Year's resolutions, hoping to spark positive change, the idea of a new year and a fresh start, etc, etc. New year, new me, blah-de-blah. The recurring themes each year do include a more active approach to health and fitness, improved finances, learning new things for personal and professional development. Chances are, more than a couple of the 10 most common resolutions will look familiar to you. These will include, we got exercise more, lose weight, get organized, learn a new skill or a hobby, live life to the fullest, save more money, spend less money, quit smoking, spend more time with friends and family, travel more, and even read more. Now, the chances are that at least one person has said to you that 2020 is going to be their year. New year, new me. And although you don't want to sound negative, I know your eyes are rolled. I know mine have rolled plenty of times here in New Year, New Me, blah, blah. You know, these people, all mouth, no action, the promise of change, and then just fade back into the darkness where they've just given up before they even got themselves started. Now, let me give you a scenario here. And this has happened somewhere around the world. Okay, so close your eyes. Actually, no, right. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. Don't have crashes. If you're walking or running, please keep looking where you're going. And, you know, don't worry about closing. Ignore what I'm saying. Right. The scenario. Dump. Dump. Imagine it's damp, cold, and gloomy outside. You're warm, dry, and happy inside, aren't you? Why would you want to go outside? But you know what? You made that New Year's resolution, didn't you? To exercise more, you said. But surely you deserve one morning off. So you put the kettle on, put your feet up, and read the paper. If that sounds enticing, beware. There are several dates that fly around when it comes to trying to work out who or how many people are actually stopping their New Year's resolutions because it got a bit hard. Lost a bit of interest, you know. Now, apparently, the 12th, 15th, 17th, and even the 19th of January are the most common dates where people start to fall away of the new regime. And that's just, what, 2 weeks? Just over? According to a study published in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, only 46% of the people who made a New Year's resolution were successful, meaning that half the people who set a goal in the new year will fall. Another study by the NHS said that only 1 in 10 people will actually be successful. And while the figures aren't quite the same, you can still see that although there's a lot of promise for world domination from people, they do really just fade away. Now, if you do actually want to stick to your New Year's resolution and make it happen, there are some steps that you can easily take. Number one, get yourself mentally prepared for change. Now, changing ingrained habits is no easy task. So before diving headfirst into your New Year's resolution, it's important to take a step back and just get yourself ready for that impending change. Think about, what did I set out to do the past year? Where did I make progress? Where didn't I see progress? Start beat, try the approach of stay positive. Try not to make big or quick changes. Change should be gradual. Build on smaller changes. Allow a little room for error. It's gonna happen. Number two, you'll be surprised how often people set goals that are not actually for themselves. These goals could be dictated by a manager, spouse, parental, peer pressure, and while it's nice to have some external support, if you don't share the same passion, the resolution has a small chance of actually succeeding and could even be dead on arrival. Try and set a goal that is important to you and see a benefit of achieving it. It is these two things that will provide the reason and willingness to take action. This is also known as motivation. Three, write down your goals. Now, yes, it is great to have goals, but you need to write them down, don't you? By writing them down, this will become a reminder about what you have planned on doing. By writing down your resolutions, this helps you clarify what it is you want to achieve. It forces you to make decisions and be precise with your words and be a constant reminder to take action. By having the goals documented, you can use it as a reminder to show just how far you've come with your progress. That really isn't a bad thing. If you don't follow through though, you can let people down, and a sense of guilt is more powerful than self-motivation. Weird, but true. Resolutions are only as difficult and challenging as you make them, but beating the challenge is the part that makes you grow as an individual, and how much you want to grow is down to you. Now, I've been going on for a while, and I'm going to finish up. Remember, my calendar is open 25 hours a day, 8 days a week. Yes, I know what I said, but it's true. LDLcool.com. That is LDLcool.com. Find the perfect slot in the calendar for you. And if that perfect slot isn't there for you right now, please let me know and we will find it for you. Or, and I say this, my mobile number, cell number, whatever it is you call it around the world, 07801-543-515. My only request is there are just no heavy breathers after 6 p.m. Thank you. Also, it's been mentioned before, but I know it's hard to take the first step. Now, look, you feel nervous, not really sure what to say. Maybe you feel a bit embarrassed because you don't ask for help. Hey, I get it. I hate asking for help, but that's because you're a human, aren't you? Are you? Well, even if you're an alien, I don't discriminate. I'll still be here to help you. Once you take the first step, you were pleased you did. You owe it to yourself to be happy. Well, unless you don't want to be happy. And hey, I'm ready for you. You got some motivation and hype again. But what are you going to do with that now?
Goodbye.
What? It's over already?
All over.
Thank you for listening to the Learn, Develop, Live podcast. I hope you feel as warm, motivated, and fuzzy inside as I do.
You can connect with Chris at LearnDevelopLive.com
or on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Until next time. Join the motivation.